Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington on a wild and windy day here at the beach, actually for all of Western Washington. So, hope to stay on the air with you, but you never know what happens with live radio. So, thank you for joining me. We are here every Monday at 2 Pacific time, talking about intuition and healing. My work as a professional intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist is to help everyone understand that we are all intuitives and healers and work towards being able to use those skills in our daily life at home and at work. And today, we're going to talk about intuition, how it can boost our daily life, especially at work. And we're going to do some catch up on previous shows where I didn't get to cover some of the questions people had emailed me because we had wonderful callers. So we'll just keep moving forward every week. But if you would like to call in today to chat with me, to talk about what you experience with your intuition and healing, to ask a question, and particularly if you'd like a reading, just call in at 202-570-7057. So let's start out today just quickly with a guided meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, an ancient healer and truth bringer. And as he connects with us during the show, you will connect with him however your intuition works most strongly. So as we go through this, why don't you ask your intuition to kind of step forward and give you an idea? Do you see things, feel things, hear things, or know things the best? And see how that experience is as you tap into the energies of this crystal. Yes, you don't have to be right in the room with us. It's, you can feel it here on the radio, or know, or see, or hear things. So take your attention to the top of your head and just take a deep breath and imagine that you're just getting settled in your chair. You're getting the cares of the day washed away and you're just here present with us in this hour and certainly in this moment. And again, with the attention at the top of your head, just note we're connecting mind, body, and spirit closely together, and you're going to see how your intuition works in this quick little meditation. So as you breathe down from the top of your body to the bottom of your feet, just breathe and allow your energy to clear out the cares of the day, mind, body, and spirit, clearing top of your head, down your face, your neck where your throat chakra is, communication chakra, down your shoulders, your chest, your solar plexus, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you do that, what are you noticing? Are you seeing energy moving? Are you hearing something talk with you? Are you seeing pictures? Do you just know that it's happening? And now, with your attention at the bottom of your feet, imagine Fallon as this gold light. He is in the shape of a crystal ball, moving outside your body, up your body, from your feet now, past your knees, your hips, your solar plexus, your chest, your shoulders, your throat chakra, your face, your third eye chakra, and the top of your head, your crown chakra. So filling you up with healthy, positive energy, give you a boost on your day, whether you're listening live or later in the archives. So I do this exercise with all my clients, whether we are doing a Skype session, a phone session, or whether they're here in person with us. Because it's as Fallon is an ancient and very powerful crystal, you really do get a feeling for how your intuition works. And that's really important because most of us don't know how it works. And we're going to talk about that more today in our experiences. But also because not knowing how our intuition works means that we're missing out on valuable information, information that can give us insight on how to live our best life, whether it's the food we choose to eat, the relationships we have, what's happening when we walk down the street, business decisions that we need to make. All of that is there. The information is there. The important thing is to be able to tap it correctly and to learn to interpret it correctly, which means learning to ask the proper questions when you're trying to connect with your intuition. So once again, if you'd like to call in and chat, ask a question, get a quick reading, have some fun with us today, call in to 202-570-7057. You are also quite welcome to send me an email at my website, robynfritz.com, R-O-B-Y-N-F-R-I-T-Z. Email me at robyn@robynfritz.com or go to Facebook and connect with me at The Practical Intuitive. Send me a note there or email me a question if you're shy and don't want to come live on the show. And I have a couple questions that people have emailed me from previous shows. But today I want to get back into this subject of intuition in business because I tell you, you know, it's really interesting because the workshops I teach, the webinars I teach and that I've taught for years, and most of my clients tend to be female. I do have, of course, a number of male clients, particularly male executives. And what's really interesting to me is that the men that I've worked with are really very matter of fact and practical. They want whatever will give them an edge in their business. They want what's going to help them make money, that's going to help them make decisions, because they know that we're always competing. We're competing against other people. We're competing against what we were like yesterday. And how do we get the best information to make decisions? And my female clients are smart. They're working on their intuition, but you know, sometimes, and I've noticed this, and I'm sure I was like this at one point too, not giving themselves enough credit for being able to use their intuition in this really practical way that helps them have a better day at home and at work. It's great to talk to angels. It's great to talk to our spirit guides. It's great to have these really spiritual experiences using our intuitive and healing abilities. But we're here as souls having experiences in bodies, and we need to really give those bodies the best chance to get ahead in life, to have a comfortable life, to have, you know, good jobs and good relationships in the world. And that's where we're not really tapping what we can learn intuitively. So I know I said this before, but I'm going to emphasize it again. I'm a very practical, analytical, skeptical person. If you had told me 20 years ago that I would be out there teaching people how to use their intuition, connecting with their spirit guides, talking with their dead, I would have like, oh my gosh, really? Is there something wrong with you? And I remember the day a good friend of me, talked about talking with animals. And I'm looking at are like, oh my God, really? It's crazy stuff. And the problem is our culture just isn't as open to it as it could be. And I find that really surprising now, because one of the tenets of my life has always been to ask questions, to evaluate what I'm seeing and hearing, and to learn more about what's going on in the world. So for me, perhaps it was inevitable that I learn about more things that are out there than we knew about, and actually having conversations with them, like most of us did when we were kids. And I was certainly one of those kids. And, you know, years ago, you know, my parents had been dead for over 20 years, and they're still talking to me about, you know, how weird I was as a kid. Because we're not really paying attention to what we're learning. But more and more, I have parents bringing their young children or telling me about their young children, and me helping them help these kids who are naturally wide open intuitively to manage their ability to tap their intuition and to make it as practical as possible. These are the kids that are going to have a huge edge as they become adults, because the information that they're getting from their intuition is something that's matter of fact and very basic to them, that it's another element that they can add to their decision making. So if my dog hadn't got us out of the house a couple minutes ahead of a major earthquake, I probably wouldn't be here today. And if it had taken me more than 5 minutes to talk with her when I decided to see if I could actually talk with a dog, maybe not. But business, you know, how are you using your intuition in your business? And again, I want to go back to last week's conversation and what we've talked about on Facebook Live and in webinars last week and upcoming this week, the discernment process. How do we choose what we believe in and why, and how do we choose what we explore and why? And today it's very practical. How do we get ahead in business? How do we get ahead in our work life? What does that look like for us? Well, go back to what you experienced in that brief meditation with Fallon. Did you get a hint of how your intuition works? Because every client session I do, people are either validated because they thought that's how their intuition worked, but were kind of shy to say it, or they had no clue and they're learning it for the first time. So discernment when we get back, plus email questions. Call in 202-570-7057. We'll be back after.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM-FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nsombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington, and hope to stay on the air for the full hour. We're having quite the windstorm here. So I want to quick tap into the idea of discernment, and then we're going to a couple of callers. So when you're making a decision about things, I mean, we think about it, and we actually don't ever sit down and analyze what we think about in terms of discerning things. But you know the facts of a situation. Okay, so you've got a problem in front of you. What am I going to do? Am I going to buy a radio ad, or am I going to buy a print ad for my business? You know, something as simple as that. So the facts of the situation, what you know about that. What do you know about the audience for each? What do you know about the costs? What's your intellect telling you? What's your common sense and your knowledge and your judgment on? What are people, and that would be, what are people learning about my business? Are they learning from radio, or are they learning it from print? And what are the clients like in those places? What are the demographics like? And then your experience. What's your experience with advertising of those kinds of things? And then what's your emotion? Emotional, what are your feelings about it? You know, do you feel shy about maybe going on the radio and talking on the radio for a radio ad? Or are you a good writer and you want to see your copy in print? You know, and how do you feel about the different advertising venues? Do you feel really positive? Do you feel kind of icky about it? Those are your emotions. So your facts, your intellect, your experience, your emotions. And then your intuition pops in. You're going to have to sit down and allow yourself to literally pull the facts out of the air, what your intuition is telling you about those different advertising modes. And then you leap in, you make a decision, and you evaluate the results. You know? So you learn about your intuition by literally being very practical about it. So we'll get back to that in a bit. But we have a caller. Christina, are you there? Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Robin, hi, how are you?
I am great today. We're just kind of nailing ourselves down to the floor. We're having a pretty high windstorm. Where are you calling from, Christina?
I am here with you in Seattle.
Oh, okay. So you know exactly what we're going through then.
I know exactly, yes. My cat will not go outside because she's freaked out by the wind.
Oh, I don't blame your cat. You know, Christina, I can't quite hear you. All of a sudden, your voice dimmed. Can you get closer to your speaker?
I'm trying. I'm about as close as I can be here.
Okay. A little bit better. Okay. So what's up with you today in Seattle?
Well, you know, Robin, I was just curious on what are your takes on how to get better answers when you're trying to use your intuitive sense, or how to maybe narrow your intuition?
Because exactly. Gosh, it's like I paid you to call in and ask this question. Awesome. Thanks for asking that. And I'm still having trouble hearing you, so I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I definitely can.
You can? Okay.
Yes, I hear you.
You know, it's a very, very important question. And the problem is, you know, we're out there asking questions from our intuition every day, or not realizing that we are, but the information is out there. But then the question is, how do you narrow the focus of your question? So here's an example. Well, first of all, Christina, do you know how your intuition works for you in particular? Are you seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing most strongly?
I think mostly knowing.
Oh, yeah, that's hard, isn't it?
It's hard. And sometimes, you know, information will come to me, but it doesn't seem to have anything to do with what I'm doing whatever.
Exactly. And that's where you need to figure out if you're tapping into your, first of all, if you're tapping into your own intuitive information, or if you're accidentally stumbling into somebody else's, and to make a record of your hits, so to speak. So you've got a way to focus in and narrow down the search. It's like using our intuition is a natural skill, but we've been taught to ignore it. So it's kind of like learning a foreign language. You need to get down and practice it. And that's why I, you know, try to teach people from a very basic you know, go to the grocery store and pick this out to eat kind of thing. But here's the thing. If you wanted to get some really specific information, you need to be getting the right question. So we're getting information all the time. The question is, intuition is not linear, so it doesn't go from A, B to C, right? And you know that. And it's also not right. empirical. So you're not just going to reach out and have the answer like sitting right there in front of you. You're going to know it really quickly. And so we need to be able to just like not close our eyes and concentrate, or, you know, not just assume that we're going to have to work hard at it. We're just going to get the first thing that comes to us and see if that makes sense. So the question is, so I want to know about money. And I'll ask the question, will I have enough money? Okay, so our intuition isn't bound by time and space. So you could get the answer, yes, I'll have enough money. But the answer you really wanted to ask was, will I have enough money to pay my bills next month in December? See what I'm getting at? So if you're asking a question, you're trying to interpret information from a very specific and carefully designed question. And that's where people get off on a tangent in learning how to use their intuition, because you want to know, am I going to have enough money to pay my bills in December? Very basic question, right? And what comes into that also, which a lot of people don't teach, and which I teach in my intuitive and energy classes, is our energy boundaries. Now, if you're a knowing person like I am, we don't have some of the issues that the really strong empaths do, the people who have feeling as their strongest intuitive hit. And they're up there expanding out into the horizon. So your question, Christina, is perfect, because as you're grabbing intuitive information and your energy is way out there and not, you know, locked around your body in a soft but, you know, very firm way, so you know where your energy field is, you could be pulling information for somebody else, and that could be really confusing. Does that make sense?
Somebody else like who would that be? Would that be people around you, or would that be people you're not even aware of?
Yes, it could be. It could be anything around you. I teach a mindset that everything's alive, so you could literally be getting information from the sidewalk, the people in the cars going by, everybody in the office environment. So the first thing I teach people is to get grounded and balanced right there in themselves, so they know that they're all alone in their energy field, and that, and you know, if you say you had a, well, you said you had a cat that didn't want to go outside. So I've got two animals, and they're in and out of my energy field. But people with kids and spouses and, you know, running around during the day, and you're, you know, they're suddenly preparing breakfast, and all of a sudden they've got this very uneasy feeling. Okay, is that them? Or is it something else? So the first question would be, is this for me, or is this something else? Because they could be picking up on one of their kids' anxieties over a test coming up that day in school. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the easiest way is to get yourself grounded and balanced in your space, you know, invite a spiritual team member. And I'm really big on spirit guides and spiritual team members. When I first heard about them, I thought I'd gone insane, because it just did not compute to anything I'd ever heard of before. But they are very powerful supports, especially in keeping your intuition working. But intuition is still a really practical thing. So you could say, I need a spirit guide to, you know, ward out everything that isn't exactly related to me. And then you need to start experimenting and trusting what you're getting. And that's like the exercise I tell people to go to the grocery store and pick the first fruit that you really are attracted to and the first one that you really don't want. So go into the store and you're really attracted to a banana, and in another place you're really, really not interested in an orange. You take your first immediate response to those two fruits. Then buy each of them, the one you liked and the one you didn't, and then go home and go through the whole sensory experience, because intuition is a practical thing, a practical sense that ties in with our other five practical senses, and you employ all of them in evaluating that fruit. What is it about the banana that appealed to you? The shape, the skin, the color, the smell, the brown spots, the feel of it in your body. You know, a lot of people will eat something and they'll say it disagrees with them, but what if they had evaluated that food right before they started to eat it, and the instant response to it, is that going to be good for me or not? And so we have to get through the fact that with intuition, it's not, you know, it's not the A, B, C, D, E kind of thing. It's like, what am I going to do next? And immediately take that answer. And that's what I learned in trying to communicate with my dog, who was trying to teach me to communicate with her. I was sitting and waiting for it, Christina, instead of just grabbing the first thing that came at me, because that's how quickly intuition works. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, it kind of does, because I think that I have in the past felt that I know.
I need you to speak up. I can't hear you.
I know what you mean now, as far as feeling like other people's feelings. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Christine. I can't hear you at all.
That's okay.
No, just try it again. I don't know whether it's my heating system here or whether it's the wind. Oh, hang on for the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. We're talking about intuition and practical uses of intuition, particularly in business. And sadly, I'm having trouble hearing Christina, but let's try again and see if I can hear your question, Christina. If not, I'll ask you to email me so that I can address it next week.
So, Robin, I was wondering how you... I know you don't use them yourself, but I was wondering about, you know, sometimes people use other, like, cues or devices to try to tune in. That might be, it could be cards, it could be pendulums, it could be all sorts of things. And I'm just wondering what you're thinking about that.
Okay, great. So your question is, what do I think about using pendulums or things like tarot cards and things like that? Tools to help us tap in, right? I personally don't use anything like that. I do work with Crystal Fallon as they do the guided meditation. I think intuition works more quickly than that. And I'm afraid that what I've seen of people using things like pendulums, for example, is they become very dependent on the pendulum. And they'll be standing there in the store, you know, holding the pendulum and trying to get an answer from it. And I think we're analytical enough in our lives, and that we don't need to be looking outside of ourselves to tap a natural skill. Other people will say, well, the cards help them focus. And sometimes, you know, I like to play with cards, you know, by myself just to goof off. But I'm a right. big believer that intuition works really quickly, and we need to be able to react instantly to what's happening around us. And I'm looking at intuition as an ability to save your life in a difficult situation. And that's why I'm not going to suggest that people use those kinds of things on a regular basis. If you want to play with them and keep a record of your experiences and what you learned from that, that may help you hone in and tap your natural intuitive ability. But just practicing with other people is really a really great way to do it. I know I've got a workshop series coming up in January for intuition and energy boundaries, and we're going to do it as a webinar. But when you get people together and they just immediately just give the first answer, like you have two people standing together and somebody says, tell me about my brother, and you just start talking, that's where your intuition comes out. And then that person can say, well, yes, you've validated information about my brother. You had no idea, because the information is there. It's a way to grab it. And so my feeling is, anytime you put something between yourself and your intuition, like a pendulum, you're actually complicating the process, or you're actually not giving your own ability and your own way of tapping it the free rein that it needs to. So when you get into a difficult situation, you don't know how to resolve it. And my example on that is, I think I told this in a video that I did on my Practical Intuitive page on Facebook. Recently driving, and I'm like you, so knowing is my biggest thing. And I had to learn to distinguish between what was me and what was a story that I was telling. What was my intuition and what was my story? What was a story that I was making up? And a pendulum couldn't help me do that. And, you know, cards can't help you do that, especially when you're out and about. So I'm driving up the road, and there's a windy road, and I'm behind a pickup truck, and it has some equipment in the back end of it. And there was no reason for me to suspect anything wrong with that pickup truck. The stuff looked fine. It was fine. I was behind it. I wasn't in a hurry. The truck was doing a good, you know, the guy wasn't having any trouble at all. But I suddenly got this feeling that I needed to back up, give that truck some room. So I responded instantly to that, Christina. I tapped my brakes. I gave the truck two pickup lengths, and a ladder flew off the back of the truck into the road where I would have been if I hadn't stopped and backed up a little bit. And that was my intuition clicking in that there was something going to happen, and I needed to pay attention to that. So I don't see where using tools in that kind of a situation is going to help. And that's where I want to see my clients and my friends and everybody in the world really just leaping in and practicing and working with their intuition. So if they do have an emergency, they can respond to it really quickly. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you. Well, what I think is nuts is that people will like promote, use a pendulum or something. But universally, everyone I see is like, almost everyone is like, Ouija boards are terrible. And I'm like, what's the difference between the two, really? You know,
between a pendulum and what?
Oh, and Ouija boards.
Oh, well, what I know about Ouija boards. Yeah, what I know about Ouija boards, I tell everybody to stay away from them.
I think most people do.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah. Bad, and I'm like.
Well, you know, there's so many things out there that we don't know about these days, and I learned them because I'm a ghostbuster, so to speak. I don't like to use that term, but it does help people understand that I go out and I meet things that most people don't realize are really there. And so I know how dangerous the world can be, and I'm not going to use anything that might tip me into that kind of thing even more. So there have been enough stories about Ouija boards that I wouldn't go there just to be safe, because I'm very, very conservative, believe it or not. But a pendulum, you know, a lot of people like them. A lot of people use them. If you want to experiment with them in terms of learning how to fine tune your intuition, great. The problem I see is that people depend on that. So they're not really using their intuition. They're depending on an outside source. And your intuition is internal. It's part of who you are. You're not going to, you know, read a book every time you need to make a decision on, you know, what you're cooking or something. So you how you use your regular senses should be a clue to how to use your intuition. Pull it all together and leap right into it. And if you got a room full of people and they're experimenting together, it happens really, really fast, and a pendulum just isn't going to give you that information. It's like waiting for your dog to talk with you, and the dog's answer is already, you know, in Los Angeles, and we're still sitting here in Seattle waiting for the answer. It happens really fast. So stay tuned. I have a webinar coming up this Thursday, but a webinar series this winter that you might be interested in. But I do have another caller. So, Christina, I so thank you for calling. Please call back again. And stay safe today. Stay in.
Yes, you too.
So thank you for calling. Take care. And we may have Julia still on the line, I hope. Julia, are you there?
Yep. I'm here.
Okay, thanks for hanging on. And you're calling from Florida, yeah. Julia?
Yes,
awesome. So what's up with you today? And I'm hoping I can hear you.
Well, I was calling for a little mini reading, if that's okay.
I'm sorry, for what?
A little mini reading.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Great. I'm glad you are. Thank you. So what's up?
Yay. Well, I would really like to connect with a heart-centered, you know, love partnership. So I was hoping for some guidance around that.
Okay. What's your relationship with yourself at this point?
Getting better.
Awesome.
It's a work in progress, but it's definitely better than it was.
Well, you know, we are works in progress, right? But your spiritual team popped right in, and I hear this a lot. It's like, are you heart-centered with yourself? Do you love and accept yourself even when you make a mistake?
Again, working on it. I'm definitely
again working on it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we are taught to doubt ourselves in our culture. Maybe we always were, but we certainly are these days. And what I'm hearing for you, my friend, is that it looks like there's something out there. And I don't know what your time frame is, but I keep seeing something like 2. And I see things as numbers a lot of times, which is really weird because that's just how I do it. And it's looking like something like 2 years out from now. So what are you going to do in the meantime? So it doesn't mean that it's never going to happen, but it looks like there's a growth process for you that's going to take 2 years. And as you do that, you're going to get out and socialize more and meet more people. Have you tried very benign places like meetups?
You know, I signed up for it, but I haven't actually gone to one yet.
Well, you know, what I'm hearing is you're really shy and it's hard for you to get out and meet people. And I do know a lot of people that have tried those dating websites, but honestly, I see a big stop sign for you in terms of a dating website. What I see is that you're shy and you do want to meet someone, but you need a bigger social circle, and you might just try some of those meetups. There's a local one here in the Seattle area I've been going to and meeting people that, literally from my neighborhood, except they end up coming from all over Seattle because, you know, there just aren't that many different kinds of things going on out there. And the interesting thing about some of these meetups is just last week I met a couple who came to the meetup and, you know, we're all sitting around having a drink of wine and a glass of wine and chatting. And this couple picks a meetup every week to go to, and they've done everything from Lebanese dancing to just the local Alki meetup, and they're just out there meeting other people. So it looks to me like you're shy and you need a little bit of self-confidence in meeting other people, which is fine. A lot of us do. And if you did it on a less stressful basis, like meetups where people are just getting together for fun times, or there are like spiritually minded meetups where people get together and, you know, have little work, intuitive or healing things that they do together, you're going to relax around the relationship, and then it will be a more natural process for you. And the more natural that process is of meeting other people, the more your light's going to shine. Right now, you're kind of like hiding under a basket, not letting yourself to fully show how great you are. And believe it, believe how great you are and how much you have to offer to someone. And go for it. Just go out there and meet people. But that process is a slow process because you just need to keep pushing yourself to get out there. And again, I'm looking at the two-year thing. But, you know, see how that feels to you. Email me or call me back with your feelings on that in a day or so. But is that making sense to you?
Yeah, that sounds right. I absolutely do need to get out, and you're right, I am shy about getting out.
It's hard. I am not the extrovert, but I've had to be an extrovert in my business, but also because I live with Cavalier King Charles Spaniels for like 19 years, and there's no way a little loving, cute little dog like that isn't going to make you an extrovert, because they're out there throwing themselves on everybody they meet. And so you never know, you know, you never know what's going to get you out there. But thanks for calling, and call back and let us know how you're doing. Take care, Julia.
Thanks a lot. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. And I want to thank both Christina and Julia for calling in today. And you're always welcome to call in. And if you're shy, you can email me at robin@robinfritz.com. But I want to go back to Christina and the issue of intuition and using things like pendulums. And we can talk about intuition all day long, and we get that opportunity every week here on the show. But if we're sitting down and just looking at, say, a business issue, okay, let me give you an idea of how to go about that. And we're, like I said, we're going to cover that in more detail on Thursday on my webinar on using intuition in business. But just imagine we're wanting a very, very practical answer to a business question. So here's what you do. You know you've got your opinions and your feelings on it. So let's just come up with a question. The question that we started out with, am I going to have enough money to pay my bills in December? So you start out with your opinions and your feelings, and you sit down at your desk, say in the morning with your coffee, am I going to have enough money to pay my bills in December? So what is your opinion about that? You know what you've got in the bank account. You know what you're earning on a monthly basis. You know what you're earning as a consultant if you're someone like me. So, and what are your feelings about that? Do you have enough business booked? You know, those are the practical everyday answers that you have in a business. Am I, you know, doing the right advertising? You know, what am I paying for advertising this month and so on? And then you've got the logical, linear, rational, scientific explanation of, do I have enough money to pay my bills in December? You know what's in your bank account. You know what your bills are. There's a pretty logical yes or no answer. But what other information can you get on that subject? And that's where your intuition jumps in, because your intuition is already giving you an answer to your question. The problem with your intuition is, what question is it answering? And that's why you need to be so very specific about your question, which is here, what am I going to have enough money to pay my bills in December? So here's what you do with that. You sit down every day, you sit there with a notebook and your pen, and you say, I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes answering this question. You already know your opinions and your feelings about it. You already know what your bank account is like. Now you start jotting down whatever pops into your head. Okay, so it could be really weird stuff like, I'm hungry, or the fan and the heater is making too much noise, or the coffee tastes bad, or I forgot about this person that I could call for an appointment. Okay, so the rational mind keeps working. But out of that also, you're going to bring in a whole lot of other things, like what the colors in the room look like to you and so on. And you just keep writing it down. And at the end of that 10 minutes, you're going to have a whole series of things to look at. They could be very, you know, things that don't matter, like the color of the room. But if you give yourself time to look at these answers that you're writing down, you're going to see ideas on how you can make more money to pay your bills in December. You're going to get to some of the root causes of your concern. You're going to get whatever intuition is asking or answering for you by asking that very, very specific question. And if you were doing this with three or four people in your business, you know, I really, truly adore and admire Laura Day. She's, I've actually trained with her last year twice. She's very practical about intuition. And Laura talks about putting people in a room, and they were doing the exercise that she taught them in their business to make, to sit down every day at the desk and write out whatever their intuition is giving them, just whatever it is. So it turned out the people sitting around the table were coming up with a concern about a heart issue for one of the people sitting at the table. This wasn't business at all. They were concerned about her heart. And they got freaked out, and they called Laura, and they go, yeah. And sure enough, the lady had a heart issue. Okay, this is what your intuition is giving you. Not necessarily the answer to how much money you're making in December, but what these people were asking, what is it that I need to know right now in this moment for my business? That's a great question. Yeah, sure. All right. So we're going to cover that more in the future, but right now we have one last caller for the day. Kim? Hey, it's Robin. Hi.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, Kim?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. What's up?
I have a quick question. Okay. So I'm divorced. It's been 2 years. Me and my ex-husband, we have a great relationship. I have three children, and my youngest is 14. And we have a lot in common. We do a lot. And he's going through like this funk right now, and I'm like just very concerned. It's almost like he doesn't want to be with me in the house. You know, he wants.
I'm sorry, I missed part of that. Are you talking about one of your children?
Yes.
Okay, he doesn't want to be with you.
No, he just, I mean, I know he's 14 and he's probably going through a lot of hormones and stuff, and every child is different. I get all that, and I'm just trying to figure him out. Do I go let him live with his dad for a month?
You know, right. I think two things that I get right away. One is he's questioning not having two parents in the same house, and he's resenting that, and he needs more of your ex-husband's presence somehow in his life, because he's going through things he doesn't feel comfortable talking about with you.
Okay. And that's
so
that's, yeah, because he did a
ahead.
Lot of things that he talked to me that he won't even attempt his dad, like
yeah
school,
yeah, this is a male thing that he feels embarrassed about talking to you about.
Okay. So does it get better? I mean, I feel terrible. Like when he comes here, it's like he's so unhappy, and I just want him to be happy. I don't want to. And he's a very lazy kid, so I'm the disciplinary of the most of both of us. So you know, I'm teaching him to do the right thing for future. You know what I mean? Tough love.
Yeah.
But
gosh, you are so awesome.
Yeah,
you're awesome. Trying to be a great parent. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Thank you, and I feel like I am, and I just feel like he's, you know, he's just, like, hating me for it. You know,
yeah,
you
know.
If you want it, you know, simple little things that he should be doing at his age. And then I asked his dad, who we were very good friends with, who I'm very, very good friends with, and he's like, no, I said, you know, teamwork, we have to do the same things that we do here at home. I think the dad is just like, I'd rather just pick up the laundry, I'd rather take in the garbage, you know, where I'm kind of like, well, you wanted the dogs, pick up the poop. You know, put your dishes in the sink and clean them. Hey, Mom, what can I do for you here and there? It can't always be take, take, take. And that's where
right.
I'm going.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're running out of time today. I would love it if you called back next week at the same time and we can talk about this more. But in the meantime, and especially call back and let me know how this idea works. In the meantime, I keep seeing a boundary issue and working on, you know, what is acceptable and what isn't within the family structure, and that you setting rules that have actual boundaries. But I'm also still seeing a problem about being a male that he needs to talk about with his dad because it's embarrassing to talk about with you, and it's making him cranky. I would also worry a little bit about what's actually happening at school, because it's feeling like he's not fitting in quite right now, and I'd be a little concerned about potential bullying. All the crazy stuff that our kids are having to face today. I don't even know what it would be like growing up as a kid today, because there's so many things that come at them. But, Julia, if you could call back next week, because we are literally out of time, try sitting down with his dad and asking him to, like, take him out for a meal or something and talk about and see if he can get those male things out. And then call us back next week and see what you've learned, okay? Please, if you can.
Robin, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Take care.
You have a good evening. Okay,
you too. Bye. So I want to thank everyone for calling in today. Next week, we're going to continue the question of intuition and how we can play with it. But you're also welcome to join me at my webinar this Thursday at the Learn It Live platform, experts.ohmtimes.com/Robin Fritz. Using intuition in business. Thursday at 4 Pacific time, where we're really going to drill on this and we're going to do real exercises in that workshop. So join us live if you can. It's $15. I do have some discounts for people, so email me for the discount code. Next week, we're going to talk about sensitives and empaths, and after that, the difference between the various beings like psychics and mediums and clairvoyants and so on. But you're always welcome to call in every week. I do have a list of questions people have emailed me that we're going to get to, like what happens with suicides in the afterlife. But for today, we're getting close to ending, and this storm is actually getting worse here in Seattle. So I'd like to thank you all for joining us, and please come back next week. Please join me tomorrow at Facebook Live at 11 Pacific time at the Om Times Institute page. But for now, let's practice healing ourselves by crossing your hands over your heart, breathing in that healthy, positive energy, breathing into your palms, and then holding your palms outward, sending that energy to go wherever it needs to go, and particularly to our wonderful callers today who have issues and questions that they're dealing with, and they're awesome. And then hands on your heart, breathe into your palms, and then hands back on your heart. Get you grounded back into your body, because your crown chakra is usually wide open in this hour with me and my crystals. And tune in next week and email me with your questions, your comments, with topics you'd like to explore. Thanks for joining me today. Take care.